Good evening, everyone. Welcome to our school closing service and our graduation service to wrap up the 21-22 school year. Please follow the worship guide and we'll begin. We worship together in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We sing our opening song, In Christ Alone. We can continue with a responsive reading on your worship guide. The parts that say children, all the congregation is invited to join with those parts. The Lord will guide you always. You will be like a well-watered garden. Our text for this evening is a verse from the book of 1 Timothy, chapter 4, verse 12. It is the text that was chosen by our graduates. Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in life, in love, in faith, and in purity. Dear friends, let's meditate this evening on this Bible verse and apply it not just to the graduates, but to the other students also who are ready to move on to the next grade, and then let's apply it to ourselves too, everyone. This is a good motto for all of us. Today we came to the end of our school year, at least the part in the classroom. I know there's tomorrow yet. But did we finish well? I'm asking the students this question. How about it, students? Did you finish well? I was a bit concerned about that this week. I wanted all of us, students and teachers, to finish strong and not just blow off the last couple of days this week, because we had 2 days in the classroom this week. I just wanted to finish well. Why did I care? Because all things that we do in the classroom and outside of the classroom are to be done to the glory of God. This is our way of serving God in everything that we do. The Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, this is verse 31, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. And Jesus set a good example for us. He didn't just blow off the last few days of his time on earth, did he? Wow, just think, it's a good thing he didn't. You know what he did those last few days, and we should be eternally thankful for that. This is something for us to remind ourselves of during these last few days of school. We should remember that whatever we do is done to honor God and to say, thank you, Jesus. And we should do our best in all things and finish well. We should set a good example those words. Set an example for the believers, for others, in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity. Now, I want to talk about two main points in connection with that verse. And the first one actually is the part that is about setting an example. When we think of how we can set an example, it really has to do with the way we live, the way we treat others, the way we show our love for God. Setting a good example is really the way that we serve God in our lives. The other part of it is that we should not let anyone look down on us. Well, have you ever felt put down, made to feel foolish or insignificant? I think that most of us here have felt that way at some point. When the Apostle Paul wrote these words, he was saying these things to a young man named Timothy, who was a pastor in the early Christian church, and he was young. He was like a son to Paul. Timothy was perhaps feeling that maybe his leadership was being called into question because of his youth, and maybe some older members of Timothy's church were saying things like, "Well, we don't need to listen to you. You're just a kid. You don't have the experience to tell us what to do." But for whatever reason, Paul wanted to encourage Timothy. And I'm telling you that these words from Paul are not just for Timothy, but they are also for students like our graduating eighth graders. They are for all the other students from St. Mark's. They're for every Christian man and woman here in God's house tonight. You see, disagreements can arise because of a difference in age. Does that ever happen? We used to call it the generation gap. You know, young people don't always want to listen to the advice of the older folks. I can remember when I was a kid and I didn't want to. I grew up in the Midwest and sometimes it gets cold there. And my mother would always try to make sure I wore my stocking cap, and I just didn't want to do that. And wear a scarf, you know, and put gloves on your hands. And I didn't always want to do that. But it was good advice. You know, she didn't want me to get frostbite. And I should have listened to that, but didn't always want to because I was young. Now, when it's turned around the other way, the same thing applies. We should show respect and honor to young people. And that may seem hard sometimes because they are not as wise in the ways of the world, in the ways of life, in the ways of living and loving and serving God. Maybe they don't know as much as we do. But I think of how my own son, who is quite a few years younger than me, he knows a lot about computers. I don't know much about computers. But he can tell me things that I should listen to. Now, this verse from 1 Timothy is not really just about dressing properly for the weather or keeping up with technology. It really is about setting a good example of Christ-like living and decision-making that are pleasing to God. For decisions like these, age doesn't really matter. Older folks can set an example for our youth and our children, guided and equipped with the Word of God, can be examples for the other children in school and for their parents and superiors even away from school. We should not let the attitude of others discourage us from being good examples. As Paul said to Timothy, set an example in speech, in life, in faith, in love, and in purity. Jesus once said, "Let the children come to me, Do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. These words show that Jesus has great love for children and that he does not consider them inferior in any way. Children can be leaders and encouragers with their sincerity of faith and their childlike trust. How many of us have been encouraged by the enthusiastic singing of a children's choir? I know that I have. What a joy it is to see children putting their faith into practice by showing love for each other, by generously sharing with one another, or spontaneously saying a sincere prayer to Jesus for help in any and all situations. You know, we use prayers from our children here at St. Mark's in our Wednesday chapel services. And the classrooms take turns suggesting prayers that we use. Some of those prayers might go something like this: Dear Jesus, my dog hurt his leg. Okay, it's a valid prayer. And so we pray. Or something more serious: My grandma is sick. Or thank you for the rain, we need some rain. Even things like, please help our president, he needs it. Okay, a little joke. But those are the kinds of prayers we get, and the children are very sincere about those prayers. Those heartfelt prayers from children are an encouragement to those of us who should remember that God is delighted when people of all ages approach his throne in prayer. Does Jesus think any less of these prayers because they come from little children? Hardly. He takes delight in those prayers. And so now, as we wrap up this school year, we give thanks for many things. For our school, its buildings, our teachers, our friends, the fun activities and the wonderful things learned. Here at St. Mark's, our children have learned that God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. When you, children and adults, talk to others over the summer, don't be afraid to testify about what you have learned from the pages of God's holy word, the one thing that all thirsty souls need, that living water of God's word. Be good examples, young people, and share the truth. Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young. You know the truth. Share it with others. And when you set an example in word and deed, like Paul said to young Timothy, don't let anyone make you feel embarrassed or inferior. They may try, but you keep a cheerful attitude, always speaking the truth in love. You have the joy of Jesus in your hearts, and you know things that everyone needs to hear. People of all ages, old and young, need to hear about Jesus. And so, young people, old people, all people, we have a special duty and a privilege to testify and live for Jesus. May the Lord help us to set good examples of faith in how we speak, live, and love. Amen. So please rise for prayer. We pray. Gracious God, all that we have comes from you. Our bodies and minds, our strength and intelligence, our time and abilities, our energy and possessions. Guard us from the temptation to use these gifts only for our personal benefit. Help us to be good examples, willing to use our gifts joyfully in service to you and to your people. Amen. We join in the Lord's Prayer as printed in the handout. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread.
Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated. Next, we're going to be singing the theme song for this school year, Living Waters. Children, I'm going to invite you to come up and sing this in front. I encourage you to come up. I see the younger ones are more than ready to come up, and the older ones are thinking, what are you asking us to do? Come on up and sing. This is great. We're not going to force anybody to come up, but it's great. We have lots of you up here. You know the song. All right, this is great. This is one of those things that children are able to do to be good examples and encouragers. We sing Living Waters. And you can sing along, congregation. Thank you.
Now receive the blessing of our Lord. Now, children, go in peace. Live in harmony with one another. Serve the Lord with gladness. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
Good evening. Thank you, Mr. Thiesfeld, for sharing God's word with us this evening. Welcome once again to the closing service, graduation, and awards ceremony for the 52nd school year here at St. Mark's Lutheran School. We are very blessed to have each and every one of you here to celebrate with us as we officially end this school year in the name of our Lord. Before we get to the diplomas and awards, we have a couple of speeches. First, let us welcome our eighth grade class speaker, Logan Ramsier.
Thank you all for being here to celebrate this special occasion. My name is Logan, and I have the privilege of being the graduating class speaker of 2022. I want to start off by saying my time here at St. Mark's has built my confidence and made me feel like part of a family. St. Mark's strengthened my faith and renewed my knowledge of the Bible. I have enjoyed the last 4 years of being a part of the school and appreciate the teachers and staff here for all the hard work they have done. A lot of the teachers have gone above and beyond outside of the classroom, coaching sports, giving devotion to the chapel, and directing plays. Thank you to all the families as well. Because of you, we are here today, and I'm glad that they got to see us move on to our next chapters in life. Congratulations to all the students graduating today, and I hope for nothing but the best for our future ahead. To all of the seventh graders now going into eighth, the grades below are looking up to you and watching what you say and how you act. Remember to set a good example of character every day. Thank you all for being here, and good evening, everyone.
There we go. All right. Thank you, Logan. You did a great job. All right. As you can see, Mr. Wall has brought a card out. And it's because it's now time for the principal's message. Eighth graders, I know that you're excited to be finally done with your homework here at St. Mark's. You're excited to be done with studying and tests. However, I do have one final assignment for you. Can you tell they're excited? Don't worry, it's only 3 questions. And no matter what, your report card is final, so you guys are okay. So, in front of you, you see a cart. On the bottom level, you have a bunch of water bottles. On the top, you have nothing. Together, I'm going to ask you 3 questions, and you together need to talk in less than 10 seconds and move however many water bottles to the top that you think is the correct answer. Sounds pretty simple, right? No? All right, well, we'll work together then, okay? First question I have up on the board for us today. How many bottles of water should an adult female drink every day? Go ahead, you have 10 seconds. 9, 8, 7. 6, 5, 4, 3, 3, 2, 1. Okay, stand them up so everybody can see. All right, how many water bottles do you guys have there?
4,
they say. What do you think?
Well, according to the National Academies of Science, Engineering, and Medicine, they recommend the daily fluid intake for women at 5 water bottles per day. That would be 91 fluid ounces. Okay? Oh, so they put one more up. All right, good job. All right. Next question. How many bottles of water should an adult male drink every day? All right. How many bottles did you guys choose? 6, they said. Logan, add one more. There you go. All right. According, once again, to the NASEM, an adult male should drink 7 bottles of water per day. That would be 125 fluid ounces. All right, here's the final question. An adult can live up to 2 weeks if they only consumed how many bottles of water each day? All right. He puts 1 on the cart. Let's see if you are correct. Once again, according to the experts, they say 1 bottle of water. Let's give them a round of applause. You guys can go sit down. Good job. Throughout the school year, our theme has been Christ is the living water. Do you drink enough water? After learning this information, I can safely say that 1, I do not drink enough water, and 2, water is very important. In fact, you could even say it is a necessity to life. Throughout the school year, we learned how important Christ is to our lives as well. He called himself living water because he refreshes and restores our faith. Just as water keeps our physical body working and living, Christ keeps our faith living. Every day at St. Mark's, each student drank that living water, nourishing their faith with Bible class, chapel, and Bible integration into all that was taught. Over the summer, students and graduates and everyone, don't forget to keep drinking that living water of Christ. Study God's word individually, as a family, keep your faith strong. Share it with those around you who are thirsty and need to hear about our Lord and Savior. And eighth graders, as you start a new chapter in your education, continue to quench your thirst with living water by studying God's word daily. At the end of every chapel, we reminded each other of our school theme. This is another way to quench that thirst for living water. So, students of St. Mark's, let's say it one more time all together. Christ is And now, we will be handing out our diplomas to our eighth graders. Coming forward to help hand out the diplomas is Mr. Dan Cummins. He is our Board of Child Discipleship Chairman. We hereby pronounce at St. Mark's Lutheran School that by the grace of God, These eighth graders have completed and met the requirements of the designated curriculum set forth by St. Mark's Lutheran Board of Child Discipleship. Beckett King. Logan Ramsier. Jada Reddick. Sarah Romero. Joseph Yates. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you the class of 2022. Something new that the eighth graders really wanted to do this year is to show an appreciation of thanks to their mothers who helped them and guide them this entire way. So the eighth graders wanted to give them flowers. Congratulations, eighth graders, and God's blessings to you and your families as you begin this next chapter in your education. At this time, we are now going to begin everybody's favorite time, which is the presentation of the awards. They are very, very excited for the awards. The first awards of the night are going to be our athletic awards, and they are going to be presented by Mr. Tyler Wall, who serves as the athletic director of our school. Let's give Mr. Wall a round of applause.
Thank you, Mr. Vogt. And thank you, each and every one of you here. Truly, this has been a special year. Not just in athletics, but for the whole entire school year. And I just want to say personally, thank you, parents, students, and faculty, for accepting me here this year. We're blessed to bring back athletic events this year. COVID had prevented us from having athletics before. And this year we were blessed to have so many different sports and different opportunities for our student athletes to show their God-given gifts and abilities. At this time, I want to thank coaches, two in particular that helped me throughout this whole year, Mr. Josh Casagnola and Miss Alyssa Bergerman. Thank you for your help. Truly, I couldn't do this whole year without you, so your help is greatly appreciated. Next, I want to thank parents. Now, I'm going to take you back to August or September. Our very first sporting event was B Team Volleyball, girls volleyball. The girls were nervous. They were so scared. And we had some awesome parents willing to drive all the way to Tracy, California for that first game. One game at 3 o'clock in Tracy. It was 85 degrees in the gym, no air conditioning, and masks were required. So parents, for being able to drive your kids to washing their uniforms, and for all the support, parents, thank you. And then lastly, all the volunteers, whether it was teachers or parents, I have the great privilege of being athletic director, but also coach. And so when, a game comes and the officials show up or something's happening, you sometimes would see me running around the whole gym. My face would be red. I'd be sweating before the game even started. So to the parents and faculty members and every other volunteer that helped, thank you. At this time, let us start presenting our awards. We start the athletic awards with the A and B team of volleyball most valuable players. Please come forward to receive your award. The recipients this year are sixth grader Lily Casagnola and eighth grader Joe Yates. Next, we have our B Team Basketball Most Valuable Player Award. We were blessed to have the ability to have both a girls and a boys team, and we had to go from grades 4 to grade 6, but the improvement, the smiles, the, as a coach saying, let's do this, and they're like, huh? But players, thank you for listening to me, listening to your coaches. Sometimes we don't always know what we're doing, but you went out there and you had a great time. So our B Team Basketball Most Valuable Players go to sixth grade, Nariah Rollins-Kendall and Alex Pustavoy. Moving on, now we have our A Team Basketball Most Valuable Players. And again, we were able to have both a girls and a boys team. And I want to give a special shout out to the sixth to eighth grade girls for putting up with me not ever having coaching girls before and girls basketball before. To also sometimes only having, we only had six players. So try practicing with just six players. And one time we only had five players. Now, when I would look on those players' faces, they'd be like, I'm tired. And I'd say, keep going, right? One story I can remember is Kana Egerbrand was tired, she fell, she hurt her arm, I believe, and she was crying, and I'm like, I'll call timeout, Kana, but I need you out there. And she's like, okay. So, our A-Team Basketball Most Valuable Player Awards go to 7th grader Kylie Ross and 8th grader Logan Ramsier. And our final award for today is called the Lion Athlete Award. This award recognizes one female and one male athlete who showed both great Christian leadership on and also off the court. Hard work on the court, whether it's in practices, in games, doing whatever I ask them to do. Also staying ahead in the classroom, doing well in school. But most importantly, representing that they are a Christian, showing God's light through them in a positive way. This year's recipients, the St. Mark's Lion Athlete Award, goes to 7th grader Kylie Ross and 8th grader Logan Ramsier. Once again, thank you all for a great year of Lions athletics, and I look forward to an even better year next year and the future to come. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Wall, for your hard work this school year, organizing all the athletic events. It's not an easy job, I know. I did it before becoming principal of the school. We now will continue with the remaining awards for the night, which most of them are academic awards. In November, we held our annual Spelling Bee competition here in the church. The winner of this event won a medal, a custom St. Mark's t-shirt. Their name is put on a plaque that will be placed in the office for years to come, and was eligible to compete at the entry level for the regional competition. We ask this year's champion to stand if they are here, as she has already received her awards. Our champion was 6th grader Angie Mucci. Let's give her a round of applause. In January, In January, we held our annual Geography Bee competition in the gymnasium. The winner of this event won a medal and a custom St. Mark's t-shirt, and their name is put on a plaque in the office. We ask this year's champion to stand, as he has already received his awards. Our champion was 7th grader David Lewis. We once again held our annual fundraiser for the American Heart Association, known as the Kids Heart Challenge. Our goal this year for fundraising was $3,500. As you can see by the bar graph up above, we surpassed our goal by raising $4,830.07. Let's give them a round of applause. A huge portion of that money earned was done by these top five fundraisers. We ask that these top five fundraisers stand, as they have already received their rewards. They are 2nd graders Alexander Wallace, Maggie Mankin, and Ava Heineman, 3rd grader Andre Nelson, and 4th grader Daniel Burke. Let's give them a round of applause. The Book It reading program is completed in Mrs. Boschek's 1st and 2nd grade classroom. These four students are to come forward to receive a certificate as they have accomplished their reading goals for 6 months out of the year. They are 1st graders Jackson Harrington and Marcus Robinson, and 2nd graders Alexander Wallace and Rachel Horvath. Throughout the school year, students in 5th through 8th grade participate in the Martin Luther College's Meet Math competition. This can serve as both an individual or group competition. Meet Math would like to recognize our two highest achievers with a certificate. We do ask 6th grader Angie Mucci and 8th grader Beckett King to please come forward and receive your certificate. This past March, our students in third through eighth grade participated in the always fun competition of the March Madness Bracket Challenge. The winner bracket was able to choose a lunch of their choice from a local restaurant paid for by their teachers. This year's winning bracket was created by sixth grader Daylene Euler. Daylene, please stand. Every year, our local VFW hosts an essay competition for schools in our area that focuses on a patriotic theme or topic. Students in seventh and eighth grade participated in this competition, and the winner received a $100 check and some patriotic pins. This year's winner was seventh grader Kylie Ross. Earlier this May, we hosted our annual Bible trivia event in the gymnasium. This event was for our third through eighth grade students to demonstrate their knowledge of the Bible. The winner of the competition received a brand new Kids Study Bible, and their name is put on a plaque in the office. This year's champion is actually our two-time consecutive reigning champion, seventh grader Emily McCurry. Emily, please. Throughout another difficult year of dealing with COVID and other sicknesses, this next award is very impressive. Our perfect attendance certificates goes towards students that have not missed a single day of school for the entire school year. We only have two students this year out of the entire student body that have not missed a day. They are seventh grader Emily McCurry and eighth grader Joe Yates. The following students in third through eighth grade have displayed academic honors by averaging a GPA of 3.5 to 3.74 for the entire school year. We want to recognize the following students by inviting them forward to receive their certificates. They are Gideon Nelson, Juliana Casagnola, Simeon Egebraten, Grace Miser, Kellen Carson, Kendall Gonzalez, Lilia Casagnola, Kana Egebraten, Daylene Euler, Nariah Rollins Kendall, Beckett King, and Logan Ramsier. Let's give them a round of applause. The following students in third through eighth grade have displayed academic high honors for the 2021-2022 school year by having an average GPA of 3.75 to 4.0. We want to recognize the following students by inviting them forward to receive their certificates. They are Andre Nelson, Daniel Burke, Abigail Horvath, Rebecca Horvath, Patrick Gunter, Dominic Nelson, Alex Pustavoy, and Emily McCurry. The Christian Leadership Award is given to one student from each grade that the homeroom teacher has recognized as a positive role model in and out of the classroom and lets their light shine before men. The following students are invited to the front to receive their certificate. They are junior kindergartner Zaya Williams, kindergartner Hannah Egebrotten, first grader Maggie Mankin, second grader Amelia Walker, third grader Sophia Erickson, fourth grader Simeon Egebrotten, fifth grader Patrick Gunter, sixth grader Kana Egebrotten, seventh grader Kylie Ross, and eighth grader Logan Ramsier. Our final award for the night is a very special one, and it's because it will represent the entire school year for the 2022-2023 school year. In this contest, all students are invited to design a logo for the upcoming school year theme that was chosen by the teachers. Next year's theme will be "His Mercies Are New Every Morning." The designer will receive a $50 gift card to Leatherby's Family Creamery, and his original design has been redone by a professional graphic designer. This year's winner is sixth grader Alex Pustovoy. Alex, come on board. So as you can see, Alex's drawing is two hands holding a cross and a sunrise in the background. And this was the professional designer's rendering. Whoop, not that one. There you go. There you are. Let's give a round of applause for Alex. We do have one more award to hand out tonight, which is actually more than a gift than an award. The past couple weeks, I've been dropping hints to the kids of what this award might be. The first week, I said, it's cold. The second, last week, I said, it's colorful. And this week, I said, it is utterly delicious. Hint on utterly. Thanks to a very generous donation, Leatherby's Family Creamery has given all students in attendance tonight a free sundae. We thank Leatherby's Ice Cream for supporting our students' hard work and effort all school year long. Students, please come forward and receive your card. That concludes our awards portion of the night. However, before we dismiss, we do have a couple of announcements that we would like to share today. First, I would like Miss Alyssa Bergman to come forward. This school year, we were blessed to have Ms. Bergman serve as our junior K and kindergarten emergency teacher. We are thankful for her hard work, her dedication, and care for her students, and the many events she helped with here throughout the school year. At the end of summer, Ms. Bergman will be returning to Martin Luther College in New Ulm, Minnesota, to complete her teaching degree and pursue her teaching career full-time. Ms. Bergman, we thank you for an excellent year, and we thank and wish you God's blessings in the future ministry and career. St. Mark's, please join me in thanking Ms. Bergman as we give her this cross of a beautiful acrylic memento of our school. Couple other of announcements before we dismiss for this evening. We do want to make you aware of some of the things that are happening on our campus this summer. First, we have on July 11th through the 15th, we do have a summer basketball camp going on for students entering third through sixth grade. Then on July 18th through the 22nd, we do have summer Bible camp going on our campus, and that is for children ages 4 to 10. Then August 1st through the 4th, we have Lions summer volleyball camp going on for students entering 5th through 8th grade. If you or anyone you know is interested in signing up for those camps, you can do so by going to our church or school's websites or contact our school office. Just a heads up about tomorrow, our pool party, which is going on. I know the kids are very excited for the pool party. It is taking place at the Sunrise HOA pool. If you know where Food Max is, north of here, north, that way, there you go. North of here, if you go to Food Max and you turn right on Woodmore Oaks, it is back there. You must have signed the waiver and paid $5 per student. Parents, you are eating free because technically you are helping us chaperone the kids in the pool. Just a heads up, that is my neighborhood. It was neighborhood cleanup day this week. They have not cleaned off that street yet. So please find parking on any of the streets and walk to the pool. Just a heads up, you might need to walk a little bit of a ways, all right? There is seating for about 80 people, so if you would like to bring a lawn chair, that would also be helpful. Other than that, I don't think we have any other announcements. Yearbooks, Mrs. Malone is reminding me about yearbooks. We apologize about the delay in yearbooks. As soon as they get here, we will notify each of you, and you can come and pick up your yearbook. Last but not least, teachers, I cannot thank these teachers enough for how much work they put in. Why don't we give them a round of applause? Thank you, families. Don't be afraid to go out there and share that living water with the people that you know. God's blessings to you, St. Mark's. And remember, I'm not going to say Christ is the living water. Instead, we're going to say His mercies are. God's blessings. There is refreshments in the gymnasium. Have a blessed night in the Lord.